questions. But for now, I'd like you to capture the image of Krishna in your mind's eye. And having burnt the image of Krishna into your retina, into your brain, into your heart, into your soul, I want you to lower your eyelids, which are becoming heavier and heavier, and close your eyelids, which have become so heavy that it has become impossible for you to raise and open your eyelids. You can try in vain to open your eyes, but you will not be able to open them. Let them be that heavy. Shut your ears to all external sound except the sound of my voice. Relax your body from the top of your head till the tips of your toes, and let all the tiredness, all the aches, all the pains flow into the ground. Sit erect with your shoulders back, your spine and neck in a straight line. Take a deep breath through your nostrils and leave it through your nostrils in a relaxed manner. Then let your natural abdominal breathing take over. Keep your chest completely still. Feel the cool, dry air entering your nostrils and the warm, moist air coming out onto your upper lip. Let your mantra ride your breath so that with each incoming breath and with each outgoing breath you can hear the sound of Krishna's name echoing loudly and yet silently within your mind. So keep that image of Krishna in your mind. Feel the breath going in and out. Hear the sound of Krishna's name echoing in your mind. Depending upon what sense you favor, one will soon come to dominate over the others. It doesn't matter which one is dominant, because all of them are non-different from Krishna. So it doesn't matter if you're only feeling the breath and or hearing the sound or seeing his image. Or if you're feeling the comfort and the warmth of his embrace. Let there be only Krishna in your mind, and let nothing else exist. Go deeper and deeper and deeper inside. You will notice that your breathing is becoming slower and slower and slower as you go deeper and deeper. See his image, feel him on your breath, hear the sound of his name, feel the warmth of his embrace, any one of them. But remember Krishna, forget yourself and go deep inside. Hey Krishna, hey Govinda, hey Murari, hey Nath Narayan, hey Vasudeva. O Bhagwan, O Krishna, O Paramatma, seated within my heart. Enlighten me, inspire me, so that I may realize I am not this gross body, not this subtle body. Help me to turn within, to realize that I am not this, not this, not this. And that inconceivable soul that pervades this gross and subtle body. Help me to realize that you are my companion seated in the core of my being. And that when I turn my face from this world and its attractions and its disappointments, and I turn to you who is seated in the core of my being within my heart, I will attain peace, perfection and the supreme destination. So, hey Bhagavan, guide me so that I may become self-realized. And guide me that I may, by developing love of you, may become God-realized and through bhakti enter into your being, never to return. Slowly take a deep breath and gradually open your eyes to see Krishna, and please remain seated for the aarti.